Jasper Municipal Council learned about the five phases for rebuilding the townsite during its Tuesday, September 10, meeting. Beth Sanders, Director of Urban Design and Standards, said the Municipality and Parks Canada created this model as a simple way of looking at the rebuilding process to help people think through and make their plans. This is going to get more clear over time, but to begin with, what we wanted to let you know is Phase 1 is all about getting ready to rebuild, Sanders said. For Phase 1 of the rebuild, leaseholders are asked to talk with their insurer and think about what they would like to build and what they have scope to build. We recognize that an update is needed to the land use policies and the architectural motif, Sanders said. Over the course of only a couple weeks, we will be scouring those documents. We've already started looking for things that are easy and simple and responsible things to do. The Jasper Recovery Coordination Center, JRCC, a partnership between the Municipality of Jasper and Parks Canada, will specifically look at fire smart requirements, climate resilience, secondary suites, and other areas. It will also create online tools and a rebuild guide. Phase 2 will see leaseholders shift their thinking from what they would like to do to actually putting the plans together. While folks are doing that, we're going to shift gears and get really picky about preparing information about how to submit a complete application, Sanders said. We aim to simplify the process so that it's nice and easy, nice and clean, and also have an online place where people can submit information to make their permit application again. For Phase 3, leaseholders will submit a complete development application and coordinate a safety code sign-off. All applications for development will continue to go to Parks Canada at this time. Phase 4 is when leaseholders begin to rebuild, which includes an inspection process, and Phase 5 is occupancy when people are back in their home or rebuilt business. Sanders noted that site preparation work will happen in parallel with the first three pages. This work includes sifting, debris removal, and demolishing structures that are too fire damaged to reoccupy. If some buildings can remain standing, there's also going to be a need for soil remediation and then also just simply site stabilization, making sure the land is all set and ready for building to happen, she added. RV parking regulations. Council moved to extend the relaxation of RV parking regulations for another month until October 15. Originally set to expire on September 15, the relaxation allows returning residents to use RVs and trailers as transitional accommodation. The municipality is also waiving the 72-hour time limit for parking an RV or trailer on a roadway in front of a resident's home, and it is allowing trailers to be left unattached on a roadway. Count. Ralph Melnick pushed for the extension, noting that it would give residents more of an ability to plan. Christine Naden, Director of Protective and Legislative Services, confirmed that extending the relaxation would not impede municipal operations. As long as it doesn't snow and we don't need to do some snow plowing, there is really no concern around continuing with those relaxations, Naden said. She added that residents could contact Jasper bylaw if they needed some special exemption and that bylaw was generally flexible so long as there was no public safety hazard or concern.